life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tattooed poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Hey everybody, welcome to another great show. What a wonderful time we're gonna have today, huh? I'm excited to be here. Good day to be alive, sir, as my friends in Metallica would say. So much to talk about today. We've really imagined, you know, us, the team, the writers team here is really dreamt up a whole world of excitement and content and talking to hear from you. You know, it's been a couple weeks. I know that. You know, I know that you all think of me as this incredible auteur, a radio personality and host, a man with no equal on this earth. You know, somebody who just can't be beat in terms of anything, in any terms of any kind of term. He cannot be beaten, is me. But that's not always true. This isn't always how things are, you know what I mean? I'm not always this guy who you can just not beat. Sometimes I can be beaten. Sometimes I've been defeated. Sometimes I've even defeated myself. In ways that can only be imagined by the strongest of imaginations. That song. I might need a little cheering up here. Hold on. A little musical cheerfulness. Somebody wants to really make me feel like things are going to be okay again. What kind of asshole would say that? You are not the sharpest tool in the shed, my friend. That's better. That's a much better way to start off the day. Welcome to another show. Welcome to another show with this great auteur and radio personality host who cannot be beat. See how much better that was? So I've had a lot of problems. Well, I had my wisdom teeth out. I thought I had them here. But I had some people here last night and made them touch my teeth because I was drunk. You know, so I said, touch my teeth. Touch my old teeth. I gotta say, oh, here they are. Just kidding. That's them hitting the desk. These teeth look like shit. I'm starting to understand why my teeth are wrong. You know what I don't like about these, mostly? The tooth part is fine, and then the root that was underneath is yellow and very rooty looking. It looks like tendrils, octopus tendrils coming out of the bottoms of these teeth. I don't understand why the part that's not exposed to the world is yellow and the other part is white, you know? You know, it'd be really nice if we just woke up tomorrow and everyone decided the bad teeth were real hot. I would be fine with that. That would be a really, really nice thing to have happen, I think. If you Google, by the way, for some reason, I just decided to Google ugliest people. I thought maybe to compare, to say, like, what are people finding ugly these days? And I found a real through line was not good teeth. That was a real portion of this that was, you know, confusing, I guess. Or not confusing. Not surprising, but surprising. You know, once you find it, it's not surprising, but whatever. So I had these teeth out. Those ones. So I go to this this guy who does this. This is what he does for his job. And I'm in the waiting room, the lobby, you know, and they do this thing. They say, your appointment's at fucking 10. We'd like you to be here at 9:45. Which to me is, okay, well, I'll just make my appointment 9:45 then. You know what I mean? Fuck off. Whatever. But I get there, and then they start asking me all these questions. They say, where's your ride? You know, because they had called and told me I needed a ride. Because I was kind of planning the drive home, which it's a good thing. We'll get to that, but it's a fucking good thing that that didn't continue. And I said, oh, he's coming back. You know, and they're like, he's not going to stay here with you. And I said, no, I mean, why would he? What's he going to do? Is he allowed to assist with the procedure? Is he, you know, going to make sure you're, I don't know, what's he going to do? Make sure you're not fucking me in the chair while I'm asleep? I mean, I don't really care. I'm asleep. So I don't need him, no. If you need him here, that's, maybe you need to get a guy to be here. I don't know. I don't need a guy here, but if you need one here, feel free to fucking get one to be here. So they start, you know, processing everything. And they start saying, you know, okay, well, is your ride gonna hang out with you after? You know, is he gonna watch you the rest of the day? And I was like, no. I mean, why, again, what is he gonna do? Watch me sleep? You know, what's he's gonna just play Xbox while I sleep? And that's an important thing to have happen? I mean, he probably would have if I'd asked, but I didn't ask because why would I? And again, this is probably something they should have told me on the phone if it was necessary. You know what I mean? If they really needed someone to watch me be two teeth light for the rest of the day, they could have let me know on the phone. So then they keep asking me about my mom. You know, oh, your mom's not going to check on you or whatever? And I said, no. I mean, she's at work. And they were like, can you call your mom and have her check on you? And I was saying, no, I'm not going to do that. She's at work. I'm fine. You know what I mean? I'm fine. And, you know, they kept saying it, though. Can we have your mom's phone number? The doctor really likes to call moms and make sure that the patients are okay. And I was like, I know I have braces, but I'm 29 fucking years old, okay? I don't live with my mom. You know, my mom doesn't take care of me throughout the day. This is not... No, that's not an appropriate relationship to have. You should be more worried if I was saying, oh yeah, my mom is here. She's got my favorite toys in the car, you know, for me to hold while we go get my prescriptions afterwards. That would be concerning. But that's not what happened. So finally, you know, they're saying, oh my God, no one's going to watch him. And I heard them whispering, you know, stage whispering back there, like, what if he falls and hits his head, you know, or something like that. Which I guess is possible, but I mean, come on, isn't that, no matter what I do in my life, that could happen. I don't think that we need to prevent that. You know, that's not my number one problem. I could do that at work, you know. Simply doing something that I do every day, like standing on a rolling office desk chair to change a light bulb. So, you know, they say, well, I guess we could let you sit in the chair and recover longer, you know. Which I was like, yeah, I mean, that's... How long were you expecting me to stay here? I didn't even know what was going on. You know, I knew that they had told me to fast, not to eat anything and drink anything, so I assumed something good was happening. So then the guy comes in and he starts hooking me up to, you know, check my heart rate, I guess, to make sure I'm still alive, and ask me 10 times if I've eaten anything, and then, you know, ask me my favorite question. This is another problem with going to a lot of doctors or dentists or whatever. You got to do this getting to know you. And it's like, you know, the guy's like, so what do you do for fun? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, go to fucking oral surgeons and have them cut shit out of me. I mean, this is what I spend most of my time doing anymore, I would say. So I don't know. Is that fun? I don't think it's fun. I wouldn't say I'm doing this to raise the level of fun in my life, but it is what I'm doing. So, I don't know, take that for what you will. You know, and then I'm thinking, well, what kind of answer is he looking for? I mean, I guess I go for runs, but, you know, I was thinking about that, and the other day, you know, I had this toenail that grew in, you know, I cut them straight across, but then they get sharp, and it stabbed my toe, and my whole sock was just filled with blood. You know, it looked like a murder scene in there, and it wasn't that bad, but I mean, looks-wise, it was terrible, and I was thinking, I mean, I guess one could say that's fun. I don't know. I mean, I don't think a lot of fun things end with you saying, like, gosh, my foot's real sweaty, and then it's covered in blood. You know, that's not how most of my fun times express themselves in the world. Let's put it that way. So, you know, I just had to say whatever. I was like, I don't know, man. I go jogging. I smoke cigarettes and put them out in children's eyes. I don't know. What do you want me to say? Hate that shit. This is like getting the haircut. This is what I tried to avoid, getting the haircut. You know what I mean? Oh, you got a haircut. Still people mentioning it, you know, with the jokes. Did you fall asleep in the barber chair? Good one. Some guy asked me if I was going to the Marines. He's like, oh, you got your haircut. And I was like, yep. He's like, are you going to the Marines? And I was like, what do you think, that I went and got my own? If I'm going to the fucking Marines, I'll let them do it when I get there for free. I'm not going to pay for a haircut. You know what I mean? It's not like, that's not the kind of job where it's like, well, I better buy a suit for the interview, you know, where I'm going to show up and ask to be in the Marines, but get my haircut first. I think you go out there and then they do it for you. You know, I don't think I have to prepare very much for that position. I don't think that's something that requires a lot of that, if I can be honest there. So, you know, they put this needle in me, and all I remember after that is I'm sitting in this chair, I've got a needle in me, and the guy asks me if I feel anything, and I think I said, I'm feeling pretty groggy. And the next thing I remember, we are sitting in the car, Nicanor's picked me up, and we're waiting for my various prescriptions in line at Walgreens in the car, the drive-thru, and I'm looking in this bag of stuff, I don't even know what's in there or where this bag came from, and inside are my teeth in this little cup, covered in blood, too. You know, they don't even fucking rinse them off. So I don't know if I asked for them or what, but here they are. You know, I was suggesting to a friend, she has to get a bone implanted in her ear or something. I was like, oh, give me a diagram, what it looks like. Maybe I can make you one. It'd be fun to go in there and ask for a discount if you're like, well, my friend made me a couple bones. So if I could use these, you know, and save a couple bucks, that'd be pretty sweet. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it was bad, actually, the wisdom teeth, you know. You don't remember anything. I got home, I slept, I bled from the mouth all over a pillow, which is, I mean, I don't know. That happens to me every 3 or 4 days, so that's fine. Who's not bleeding from the head or face or mouth once every couple of weeks or so? It's fine. You know, the first time you wake up with your pillow soaked in blood is frightening, but after that, it becomes just a pedestrian part of your life. It's how we live today. You know, post 9/11 life. That's just what it is. And after that, I don't know. I mean, you just take these pain pills, which, by the way, I was real excited for pain pills because I thought that would be my thing. I don't think it's my thing. It made me feel depressed. I hated everything. I wasn't happy. And I didn't feel good. You know, I thought I would just sort of not care about things and feel floaty. But I just sort of felt like out of it in a bad way. Not good. These are not my drug, I've learned. This is what I've learned from my experience. So yeah, I don't know. Have your wisdom teeth out. Try it for yourself. See what you think. They also, you know, they were saying, so I didn't go to work that day, Monday, or the next day, Tuesday. You know, and I was asking them on the phone, I was like, how long do people usually take off of work? Because I was like, I don't know, maybe they take a week. Maybe I should take a whole week off, you know. And they're like, oh, most people find that they can return to work the next day. Which I kind of had to stop and say, I don't think you really understand my question. My question is not, at what point would I be able to drag myself to work? You know, I had no sick time left because I had some kid and I'm dumb and therefore have no sick time left because every time my kid gets sick, I feel the need to stay home and watch him be sick for some reason. I have like 300 hours of sick time. So that's not my concern. I'm saying, when am I going to feel good again? You know, I don't want to know when the fucking toughest lumberjack in the world went back to work cutting trees down the next day, you know, and he's like one of those guys where they're like, oh yeah, my grandpa is so tough, he got his wisdom teeth out and went back to work 3 hours later. That's good for him. Good for that old fucker that, you know, he's that desperate to get out of his house. I've got Nintendo. I've got Xbox. I do not need to be immediately back to work. But, yeah, I don't know. Take off 3 days, I would say. That, no one's going to question that. I also, you know, was greeted when I got home in the mail. I got a card from the dentist. I always hate those. They have those postcards that you have to fill out yourself. You know, I'll go there and they'll say, well, let's set your next appointment. And then you write it yourself, your address and stuff. So then I get this card. And it's this real official looking card with this shitty looking handwriting on it. And I'm thinking, what the hell is this? Is this like a kid asking for money so that he can get out of having leukemia? You know, pay his way out of it like all these rich kids do. And then I say, oh no, that's my own writing saying that, hey buddy, good news. Time to go to the dentist again. Great. You know, it's really horrible. I don't like that it's I get to write my own dentist note, you know. I don't think that's appropriate. Somehow that's hurtful to me. I find it upsetting that that's what they've decided is a good idea for me. You know, and then it's like the card says, we look forward to seeing you on May. You're like, oh, God. Good. I'm glad you're looking forward to it. You know, I'm glad that this is going to be a fun time for you. I'm pretty pissed off about it. I mean, it seems like the dentist comes around faster and faster. You know what I mean? This is, I got to say, so I didn't go to the dentist for like 10 years because we were broke fools. I don't recommend that. However, I mean, when you don't go to the dentist, you know, every so often you'll have this dream where all your teeth fall out and you wake up and you're like, holy Christ, I should probably go to the dentist. But on the other hand, you put together 10 years of not going to the dentist, which is pretty great. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't even imagine at this point in my life not going to a dental health professional every month-ish, every 3 weeks probably. I mean, over the last 2 years, I've probably averaged a visit in some kind of office where they fucked with my face every 2 weeks. You know? That's a lot. That is a lot. I don't know. And then other people, you know, my fucking brother, he goes to the dentist and he's like, well, they found 2 cavities. And then he goes back and he's like, well, they said one of them recovered. It's not a cavity anymore. They could only find one. You know? I'm like, all right, so you're just Wolverine as far as your teeth go. That must be fucking nice. Must be nice to not be, every time I go there, the dentist is like, oh, did you smell something with sugar in it? Because you are riddled with cavities. You know, your mouth is destroyed. They always ask you, too. They gotta ask what you've been doing. What have you been doing to fuck with your teeth? They have a whole fucking aisles of candy at the store. What do you think I've been doing? What do you think they make that shit for? I mean, this is why I come to you, is because I'm going to eat that stuff, so I figure coming to you is a good compromise. I'm brushing, you know? They just, I don't know, it's like, the dentist is like if you went to a specialist auto shop, you know, an auto body place, you took your car in there, and they're like, what have you been doing with this car? Have you been driving it around? Have you been using this as a conveyance to get your body, your stupid human body, from one place to the other? Unbefuckin'-leavable. What an asshole you are to do something like that. I can't believe you would do that. You know. That's what I'm doing. That's how I'm living my life. Yes, that's the plan. The plan is to maintain these teeth, but use them. You know, I'm planning to use them to eat things. Have you been eating objects with your teeth? Have you been using your teeth to grind objects into smaller pieces and then put them in your mouth? Yeah. I have. As a matter of fact, that's kind of what I'm shooting for here. That's kind of what I thought they were for. Maybe I'm wrong. God knows I've been wrong about teeth in the past, but I sort of thought the point of them was to take things that are big and make them littler and swallow them, and then you shit them out in order to power my horrible body through its horrible life. You know, I guess I just thought that's what it was. So I could go and have these terrible experiences I've had. You know, I gotta eat this apple so I can go to the dentist tomorrow. Otherwise, I won't have the energy to sit in a chair and be drilled on. I have so much more, but I think I really have to pee. This is what I'm calling a morning show, by which I mean it's 1:52 in the afternoon on a Saturday. So, you know, it's kind of an AM thing. Just finished drinking coffee and water. So there's a lot of urine building up. So I think I might have to go take a urine break, and then I'm going to come back and tell you about one of the worst people I've ever met in my life. All right, I'm back. So here's the thing. We've all been to, you know, I'm going to tell you about this lady that I hated. We've all been to an ice cream place, right? And somewhere along the line, ice cream places decided to start doing this thing where they say, come on in. We have a stack of tiny little spoons. Any kind of our product that you want to sample, you can sample it. Which is fine. I choose not to do this because it robs me of the opportunity to not sample it. Walk out of the ice cream store with a beautiful scoop in a cup. I don't like cones, but in a cup. And by the way, a waffle bowl, go fuck yourself. But it's in a cup. And I take a little spoonful, just a reasonable amount, and put it in my mouth and be disappointed. You know, if I sampled it, it robs me of the chance to be disappointed. I can still be unhappy because it's not good, but I can't have that mixture of surprise and dislike that I really think drives the point home for me. That's what I really need in life. I need that potent mixture of bad things in order to live the right way. So I don't do that, but many people do, and it's fine. You know, I think you should probably limit yourself to make a top three. You know, and if you try three things there and you don't like any of them, it may be time to go somewhere else. However, rarely do you see this at any other places. You know, I can't walk into a Starbucks. Well, you probably could, because it seems like they really are just not into enforcing any kind of rules and regulations. But one should not walk into a Starbucks and say, like, Frappuccino, eh? Can I try a sample? Can you make me a shooter, a Frappuccino shooter? Or, what kind of coffees do you have? They do make samples and pass them around on the tray. I always hate that. I mean, if you're going to make something weird and hand it around on a tray, you should make something that's not just from your regular menu. You know what I mean? They'll be like, oh yeah, we brewed our anniversary blend coffee. Do you want 2 ounces of it? Fuck you. No, you know, you didn't do anything special. I mean, make something crazy. You're like, I made a dark chocolate orange Frappuccino with a maraschino cherry, which Starbucks, you didn't even know we had, did you? Then I'd be excited. But no, they're just saying, oh, here's a bunch of bullshit. Whatever. Fuck you. You know, same old thing. It's, you know what that is, probably. It's probably always someone went through the drive-thru and took off and didn't take one of their drinks or something, or they fucked one up and they're like, all right, well, pour it in a bunch of little cups and shoot some whipped cream on top. And now we have a real nice thing for everybody sitting in the lobby, busily working on their laptops and trying to ignore that, you know, everything else happening in the universe. Except for if there's a pretty girl, you know. So this is not traditional. So, much to my surprise, I went to a little restaurant. It's called Cafe Mexicali, but it's like any of your standard burrito joints, where it's a quasi-fast food, not fast food. It really, the speed of it just depends on who's working there and how many people are in line, you know? But, you know, they do the thing. They say, here's a tortilla. What kind of shit do you want in there? What kind of shit do you want on top of it? Hey, can I put this in a bag for you before I kick your ass out the door? Or into one of our booths that have been cleaned never. You know, God forbid we at least sweep the crumbs on the floor. That would be, I don't know if that's above or below my pay grade, but I'm not doing it. That's what I know. I know this. I'm not doing it. So I get there. And, you know, it was delightful because there were only two people in the line ahead of me, and they were together. And they'd been there for a while, clearly. Because the one was like a mom and a daughter. The daughter was done. She's at the end of the line. The mom is just standing there, wordlessly, holding a small cup, much like the one that my teeth came in. You know, those sound like great dice. I should make dice out of these. That would be horrifying. I did have a good idea for these teeth. So I have this friend, you know, who's having a baby, and she's like a real Martha Stewart-y type, and she's very tidy, you know what I mean? Her appearance is very tidy. She's very worried about not being basically perfect. She's having a baby, and I thought, how funny would it be to give her a rattle, you know, that's like, oh man, what a cool rattle, and her kid plays with it and whatever, and then about a year later, send her a quick YouTube clip of me building the rattle by taking a plastic sphere with a handle and cutting it open, putting my wisdom teeth inside, and then resealing it. You know, so this whole time her son has been playing with a rattle made out of someone's old dead teeth. That would be the best. I'm not going to do that, but that would be the best. I just don't have the energy. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't like her that much that I'm going to try and destroy her life that way. Anyway, so this mom is standing at the thing with a little cup like the one I got my teeth in. It's like a condiment cup. You know when you go to some Burger King and they give you a little cup for ketchup? Not the tiny one, not the thimble size. The one that's slightly bigger at the top, you know, that's actually holds a reasonable amount of ketchup. That's the amount you're supposed to use, by the way, about. So she's standing there holding this cup. It's got something in it. And then, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, the guy is just kind of waiting on her, and she's standing there, and then finally she says, can I try that, the beef? And the guy says, sure, and then he hands her another cup with the beef in it, you know? So apparently what she has been doing is sampling the various things that go inside the burritos, taking her time, really considering the flavors. Now, here's the thing, okay, with the ice cream. I could understand, you know, you go somewhere and they're like, well, I have pistachio ice cream. And you're thinking, you know what? Sometimes that shit is great. But sometimes it's like mint chocolate chip ice cream that someone put ground beef inside. It is not good. It is not meant to be eaten. I don't know how someone decided that this flavor represents pistachio. But sometimes it does not taste like pistachio or the pistachio that I've come to know as pistachio ice cream. It tastes like shit. So I can understand why you're tasting it. But when you're in the restaurant and you're sampling their shredded beef and then their pork and something before I even got in line, which I can only assume was the chicken, you've sampled the three meat. What do you think the fucking chicken is going to taste like? And if you think it's going to be that bad, you probably shouldn't be in the restaurant eating. And she's just fucking standing there. I'm right behind her in line. Watching her chew, watching her dumb fucking face chew pieces of shredded beef and really thinking about, here's the other thing, not the cheapest place in the world, but you're going to get out of there for less than $10, I guarantee. How perfect does it need to be? How exactly what you want, You know what I mean? How pissed are you going to be if you're like, well, the chicken was like a 7? Oh my God. You know, I can't believe you didn't just fucking blow your head off standing there. What a brave soul you are to have made it through that fucking day. You know, to have gone and had chicken that was just okay. What a human you are. What a great human being. What a fucking nice way to go through your life. You know, just, oh, can I sample this? Can I sample that? You know what she should have had a sample of? Fucking waiting in line behind some bitch who can't get her goddamn order out and get the fuck out of the way. Or you know what else you could do? You could do this nice move. You could be like, you know what? I'm just standing here wasting someone's time. Why don't you go through ahead of me? You know what I mean? You get to the grocery store and you went to the checkout and you're like, I'd like to sample all the gums. You know what I mean? But I'm going to hold up the progress. By the time she got through the line, there were like 10 people waiting. I kid you not. She gets some kind of taco salad or something. And then the guy's like, and what kind of dressing would you like? Which I was like, motherfucker. Why don't you just put something on there and just say that's what it comes with, you know? Because you know what she's going to do. So what do you have? He tells her the kinds, one of them being ranch. And she says, can I try the ranch? She sampled ranch. What the fuck do you think it's going to be? Now, I know there's some variation in ranch, but you're eating a goddamn taco salad with meat and ranch on it. That's like an animal. That's not an appropriate thing to do. So you've already fucked everybody. You've already fucked yourself. What do you need to sample it for? You're going to sample the ranch. You're sampling ranch. You're eating just plain ranch to decide whether it should go on your taco salad. And, you know, there's like a dozen people in line behind her because she's taking so fucking long. You know what I mean? And the whole time, too, there's this guy helping her. Keep trying to make eye contact with him. You know, like, get a load of this bitch, huh? He will not make eye contact with me. And by the time I get to the line, I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? Expecting him to be like, whew, you know. But he's just like, great, man, what can I get for you? I was like, I hate you so much. What is wrong with you that you find that to be acceptable? You know what I mean? You couldn't even, I don't know. I just, oh, fuck that lady. My new arch nemesis, the worst person I've ever met in my life. You know, made me feel this way. Made me have this experience. Standing in a fucking line watching her taste ranch. Jesus Christ. I mean, there are times in your life where you think, I never thought it would be this way. You know what I mean? I had this time at work. So we had a long threaded rod, you know, that a nut could go onto, and you just spin the nut till it tightens on the one whatever. So it had two nuts on it, one, and they were both on one end. And the end of the rod was bent, so you could not screw them off of that end. You had to screw them off the other end. And my boss wanted to salvage these pieces for some reason, and so instructed me to please remove the nuts from the rod. And you could tell that these nuts and this rod were not meant to be together because the threading was just a little off. So I had to do this with two pairs of pliers. And so I go to work on a Friday morning and spend about a half hour, you know, just twisting a nut in order to get it off the end of a long rod. For no real reason. You know what I mean? You just have these moments in your life where you think, things have not turned out the way I expected. Things are not going well for me. And standing in line behind this lady, sampling a cup of ranch, was definitely one of those moments. I'm putting it up there as one of the moments in my life where if I had a gun, I would have just, you know, I would have shot myself. Many would say they would shoot her, but I wouldn't because I just want to be out of the situation so quickly. There's no time to waste shooting someone else. You know what I mean? She's taken my time from me and my dignity. I'm not going to give her my death as well. I'm taking the death first. You know what I mean? She'll have to wait in line as I sample death and she samples ranch. Piece of shit. Anyway. I went to, I have this desk that I've been working on so I can do work. You know, it's like one of those things that you have in your life, too, where you think, if I have the right desk, I'm definitely going to get a lot more work done at home. You know what I mean? Really going to get that novel finished if I had the right the right thing to type it up on. That's been my big problem. You know, I don't do a lot of journaling anymore, and it's because I've never found the pen that really works perfectly for me. You know what I mean? You get into these things. But anyway, I mean, I don't know. Working on building things is a good hobby for me, probably. So I just keep with it. But, you know, it involves going to the hardware store, which I fucking hate. You know what I mean? The hardware store is the worst. I don't know why they even have people who work there. I mean, they should have people who work there, but it should just all be trolls who just stock the shelves. And you should be in complete fear of, you know, God, I hope I don't have to talk to them. And don't ask them a question. Why don't they just have like an app that just tells you where you could type in, you know, nails and it tells you where to go. You could Google image search. You'd put in an image and it tells you where that shit is. So I'm looking for pegboard hooks, you know, hooks that hang on a pegboard. Pretty standard item, you know what I mean? Probably nearby where the pegboards are. Go up to this guy and I say, hey, I'm looking for pegboard hooks. And he's like, oh, okay, well, they're way over there on aisle whatever. And I say, that's fine, you know, and they want to do the thing too. Sometimes they want to walk you over there. And I always say no. I'm like, no, I can do it. And I think they must get some kind of mandate that they're supposed to walk you over there, because they always are like, no, it's cool. Or they're just fucking bored out of their minds. They're like, well, if I walk them over there and go there, come back, then I'll have my time go by. I was just saying on another thing that I really would like a wristwatch that instead of time, it counts up money. So I could look at it at work and be like, all right, I'm still making money. No matter how bad threading this nut off of this rod is, I could take a second, look at that watch, and be like, okay, I am getting paid. So that's something, you know, that's at least a start. So, you know, this guy tells me, and I'm like, nah, I'll just walk there and go down there. Of course, nothing, even remotely, what he was saying would be there was there. You know, I'm in the complete wrong area. I swear to Christ, too, it's like, they know they're in a place that's so big, you know, someone asks them a question, they point them as far across the store as they can, and then they throw down a fucking smoke bomb and vanish. You know, no one ever goes back and finds the guy and is like, hey, buddy, thanks for the fucking wrong directions, you stupid bastard. Can I show you where the pegboard hooks are now? So if someone else asks, you can point them there. Because if someone asks me, I will know. And I've not been working here. I've been walking around in here for 10 minutes and I fucking know. But you know, I don't. You live your life. Do what you gotta do. What do I care? What do I care? You know, I don't know. Everyone sucks, right? Why should you be any different? And you know, they tell you where to go, and then they, like, jump up like vampires in a movie onto the top of these huge, tall aisles and skip over the aisles with ninja, you know, accuracy and delicacy, watching you go to the area and then laughing as you wander around, lost, suddenly surrounded by riding lawnmowers that you have no interest in or, you know, don't remember asking for. You're trapped in this world you never made. And they laugh and laugh. They love it. Yeah, I wonder if, I mean, do those people even work there? How hard would it be to get a vest that says Lowe's out of the fucking trash in the back and just start walking around, and when people ask you stuff, be like, you're going to want to head to aisle 13, the haunted aisle, and just send everyone to the haunted aisle. What's the difference? They don't come out alive, so. You know, and do they think that they're doing good because no one ever comes back? Because, you know, I don't go back because I'm not an asshole, but I can't imagine anyone does, because what are you going to do? You got to walk a half a fucking mile just to tell a guy he was wrong? I mean, I'm not opposed to that, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not walking that fucking far. Maybe I can have him, I should just pay attention to his name and have him page to the front, be like, flower delivery for Jim. And then he gets there and I'm like, yeah, there's no flowers, and also you don't know where pegboard hooks are, and I hate you. Those flowers are never coming, by the way. No woman will respect you because you're bad at your career. Suck that, you bastard. I also had a thing at work. This lady, she was, you know, I was walking around. So I have this flannel shirt. My sister got me a flannel shirt, and I wear it to work because I figure, well, it's long sleeve and it has buttons. I wouldn't say it's formal, but fuck it. It's close enough that no one's going to give me a hard time. But, you know, this lady just is like, I don't really like you in flannel, you know. Which was a real nice thing to say to me. Because, you know, I'm like, well, that's great because, you know, I'm wearing it all day now. Thanks for telling me that, you know, so I know that you don't like what I've chosen to wear today for the rest of the fucking day. You know, if it really bothers you, wait until the next day and then come up to me and say, hey, man, not into that flannel. If this is a big problem for you, you know, but she's like, she for some reason doesn't feel like I fit well with flannel, which is great. You know, but at the same time, this is not a person that I would consider really a fashion advisor of any kind. I mean, never have I seen so many haircuts that I hate on the same head as with this person. You know? So, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Take that advice and be like, oh my God. You know, that lady who I have never thought of as any sort of person to delegate what people should wear doesn't really like what I'm wearing today. You know, you gotta let me know how she feels about it. That's important. You know what I mean? I don't tell anybody how I feel about their outfits. That's a stupid thing to do. Because what's the point? Unless you say, nice sweater, they're gonna be like, what an asshole. No one appreciates even if it's a well-thought-out, well-worded critique of their outfit, no one's gonna like that. No one's gonna say, thanks for doing that, you know. Really saved me, saved me an embarrassing time of wearing something that other people didn't like, you know? It really helped me out. Hey, man, you're a good guy. Ant update. Got that on my list here. Update everybody on how the ants are doing. Pretty much got rid of them, I think. I mean, I thought they were gone. I really did. And I bought a second set of ant traps. And the next day, more ants than ever. My kitchen was like a line of ants coming from one of the walls, you know, just lined up. One of the new traps was so clogged with the corpses of ants that the other ones could not get inside. You know what I mean? This is a bad sign. This is a bad sign. I don't know what they're going after either. I mean, they never were near food, really. They're just kind of walking around. I saw this thing. Have you ever seen this? You'll go outside and you'll see an ant hill next to the sidewalk, and for some reason, all the ants have decided to dogpile out of the hole and onto the sidewalk, you know, and there doesn't seem to be anything special going on. It's not like, I never see this. You'll see, like, a nature movie, and it's a million ants attacking a hot dog, you know, they, like, leave the hive or whatever, go straight to this hot dog, and then they all disassemble it. They take it apart and take it back underground, you know, and they're carrying 100 times their weight and so on. For that matter, I've never seen, like, in cartoons where, you know, a bunch of ants get together and they lift a hot dog and then it just sort of looks like the hot dog is moving. I don't think ants are capable of this sort of teamwork because I've not seen, if that was possible, wouldn't they pick up the whole ant trap that's got this bait in it that they want to eat? Wouldn't they just pick that? It's in a nice container for them. They could just pick up the whole thing and take it right towards their hole. They don't have to walk so goddamn far and take it one little mouthful at a time back to the, you know, this would be like if someone asked me to go get them fries from Wendy's and they said, well, just walk over there, get one fry, bring it back, walk back there. And I'd be like, I'd eat the fry before I got home every time because I'd be like, well, I'm getting hungry. I've been walking for 40 minutes here, holding one fry out in front of myself. This is how I've chosen to feed my people, you know, one fry at a time. What a fucking bunch of idiots those ants are. So I saw this ant hill. And they were all piled up, and they appeared to be dead, just sitting on the sidewalk. You know, I don't know, they all burst forth to the surface and just piled up and died. And I was thinking, what happened to the, how did they, who did this, and how? How did this happen? What made them decide to come out and just be dead? Because that's what I want. I want to just sweep a bunch of big pile of ants in the garbage. I don't really want them to just disappear either, because then, you know, you're just waiting. Waiting for the day that they decide to rear their ugly little stupid heads with their stupid faces that don't even have the right parts on them. Fucking ants. But, yeah, so we had that big day, and I tried to seal up the wall a little bit, and, You know, I don't know, assuming they take some poisons back and hopefully kill the queen ant. It's got to be bad, right? When you're the ant that brought back the poison. You're like, I found this great food. They're like, oh, you're so good. Go back and bring it back one mouthful at a time and enjoy the best part of being an ant, which is, you know, we all go to a food thing that you found and then we all die in, I don't know how long an ant lives, like 4 minutes, something like that. Gotta be bad, though, when you bring the poison in there. You know what I mean? Be like if I had a family of 100 and brought home this thing. I'm like, I found this weird suitcase just sitting in a field outside of the airport, and then it explodes and we all die. Well, thanks for bringing that one home. That was a good one. Really glad you did that. So, in the interest of trying things and doing new things on this show, that was a segue, by the way. My great segue. So, well, you know, it's like I'm trying to leave a party that sucks, but I'm the only one here. I got this thing in the mail to do a genetic test on myself. It's called 23andMe. And basically, you get this thing, you spit in it, you send it to them, and then they tell you how you're going to die. I mean, I think they tell you other things too, but I'm mostly interested in how I'm going to die. I'm going to open this box here. Okay. Keeps telling me to register it online. We'll do that later. Okay, so it's got a funnel in it that I'm supposed to spit in. It's got like a huge thing of directions that I don't think I'm going to read. It's got a... Okay, this is a... All right. Spit until the liquid saliva, not bubbles, reaches the fill line. All right, so I got to spit in this tube for... It's kind of a lot. I don't know how I'm supposed to fill this whole thing. Okay, I'm going to fill this. I'm not going to subject you all to listening to me spitting for 10 minutes. So here's a little spitting music for me. I'll be right back. Jesus. Okay. I think I'm done. What a great show you guys listened to. 4 minutes of just me spitting in a thing. It's a little piece of something in there. I don't think that's good. But fuck it. What are you going to do? All right. I got to close this. Oh, God. Gross. Close this funnel. And then you unscrew the funnel. Oh, Jesus. It's all my own spit in here, huh? And there's a cap to put on. Throw that fucking bad boy on there. I don't know how you know which way this goes. Probably this way. Maybe this is the test. Like, if you can actually finish, now you shake it for 5 seconds. It's probably a test. Like, if you can actually finish this project, then you can have, you know, you're smart. We've got smarts as one of your things. Now you seal it in a bag. Where's the bag? Oh, okay. Unfolding this huge bag. Yep. Biohazard. Good. Throw that in there. How does this work? Peel to expose adhesive. Peel what? I can't even figure out how to send this fucking bag in. This is going to be interesting. You must get... This must be the worst sample collection room to work in. You know what I mean? The worst mail room of any office. I mean, okay, there we go. I'm gonna seal this up. Send that shit in. Done. Done and done. Must be the worst sample collection room. You know, you work in the mail room at the 23andMe, and it's like, what do you do all day? Oh, I take people's vials filled with saliva, filled to the brim. With saliva, and then put them, you know, give them to science guys who probably just put it in some machine, right? I mean, they probably don't do anything. Anyway, though, this will probably tell me how I'm going to die and maybe tell me some of what's wrong with me. So that's nice. That'll be a nice bonus show when that comes back in. I'll let you guys know what happens there. You know, I'm excited to take this journey with you and me. You and me. Together, spitting in this weather that I love. Okay, that's probably a sign that this show is over, isn't it? When I start singing a fake No Doubt song. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for coming out, like always. We'll just keep on keeping on, doing what we can do, doing the real hard work here. Have a good week. It's nights like these make me sleep all day. It's nights like these make me feel so far away. It's nights like these when nothing is for sure. Nights like these, hell, I don't want you anymore. I've only got this one wish. I wish I was good enough to make you forget the only boy that broke your heart. Nights like these tear me apart. It's nights like these. Sad songs don't help. It's nights like these that your heart's someone else. It's nights like these that I feel like giving up. Nights like these, well, I don't seem to count for much. And I've only got this one wish. I was just good enough to make you forget the only boy that broke your heart. Nights like these tear me apart. Beer tastes like blood. My
mouth's numb. Hell, I can't make words I need to say. She had weakness, writer's knot. Hell, I've never thought.